think I'm about to begin again in the Forever Zone. I think I'm going to make Fool's Day my official start. I just have to adjust to some timing issues and try to figure out what will work best for me so that I could have some sort of consistency, not necessarily speed, but a kind of rhythm, I think. And I put these up here because this opening, this thing, this space has started to interest me, and I thought to myself, you know, it's just kind of an idea, and I want to keep considering it. So looking at it and using it over and over again will help me figure out what it could be for. But the whole idea that I was thinking about this, I was thinking is kind of my theme going forward, I think. I've always talked about thought catching. I know a lot of people think about not thinking. But I really do enjoy being able to catch moments that would ordinarily slip by. So I try to concentrate a little bit on the things that are in between the beginning and the finishing, because they're more important to me, because they help me continue. I just put these up here, and I looked at them, and I thought, you know, that space, it's sort of like room for something, you know, maybe. And then I started to consider that in my head, and I just let it stay there. And, you know, it's on the wall here, so every time I walk by, I think about, you know, room for something. And, you know, I came up with a list. I had room for dreams and then room for space. Even room for nothing, room for losing, room for going, room for growing, room for not knowing. Gee, you know, these things always turn into poems. Room for adjustment, room for loss, and room for mistakes. And I guess we could just keep going, because really it applies to just about anything that might fit there while you're thinking.